can't ask for much more from Brett Anderson, huh?
Boy, I'll tell you. I mean, other than probably the first start against these guys over there, that's as good as he's pitched. And you saw a lot of balls on the ground. You saw a lot of weak contact. I think only two hard hit balls on him. To expect him to get us that deep in the game was probably a stretch. But he just kept performing well and to the point where he deserved to go back out.
Bob Petit has been so great for you guys. What did you see from him in that last inning?
You know, it was just one changeup that was up in the zone, sped him up a little bit. You know, if he gets it where he wants to, probably, you know, roll over type of pitch. You know, in games like that, typically that's what happens. It's one pitch, and, you know, that was the case today.
Secondly, your bullpen, you guys had to go to it a good amount today. How good is it to have that off day tomorrow?
It's big to have the off day tomorrow. We had, you know, obviously we weren't going to use Blake today, and we had some other guys that were kind of on the cutoff where we felt good about an inning or so. Rodney was one of those guys. Yeah, there's certain times you need an off day, and tomorrow will be a good one for us.
Bob, it seems like Brett's last few starts have been pretty good each time out. What have you seen kind of different these last couple?
You know, it's more sink. He's developed, or not developed, his changeup's been a big pitch for him. Not trying to get strikeouts, not spinning the ball as much. It's more good sinker, good changeup, and using his breaking ball when he has to. But it's the weak contact. He's not going to be the strikeout guy that he is anymore. It's going to be weak contact, and that's what he was getting today.
You guys have come through in the late innings so many times. Guessing the same expectation was there. Would you say?
Yeah, you know, the one real big inning for us was we had first and third, nobody out, and couldn't push any through. Was the fourth, I think. You know, there were a lot of game played after that. And you know, when it's 0-0 like that, you go into extra innings, it's always one potential swing away. I don't know how close Olsen's ball went to going out, maybe just a couple feet. That would have been a whole different ball game, but, you know, they got the big hit, and we didn't.
Well, this series kind of go, according to form, in all three games, very tight, low scoring, you know, great defensive plays, really fan-pleasing games. I don't know about as a manager. What's like
well, you know, we won the series. We've just been so hot. We expect to win every game and had a chance to win today's game. But, you know, you look at two teams that play the one-run games, the best in the league, it's us and them as far as the numbers go. So it played out as far as that went, close games. Even though today was tough, we have to look at it as a positive that we took the series.
Small sample size, but Lurianno's arm, have you?
Yeah.
You've seen stuff like that?
It's no longer a small sample size. All he has to do is throw it once, like he did in Anaheim, just to see what he has to offer. And that's one of the reasons we got him out there a little bit later in the game, because, you know, we're covering the ground that he does and has the throwing arm that he has. So, no, he's a terrific defender, and he's played really well since he's been here.
Bob, a nice bounce back today for Familia after a couple of rough outings. How big was it for him to get out of trouble there?
Yeah, I don't. You know what? He's in an almost no-win situation in the middle of their order up, and it shows you that he's been in those tough situations before. He can get the strikeout. That's one of the reasons we pitched to choose to pitch to Cruz, is that we, you know, we're looking for a strikeout in that situation, and he got it. So he's not afraid of those situations. He just had a couple of, you know, and really the one in Anaheim is just a bloop hit that scores two runs. Good bounce back from the walks the end of the day.
You talked about Brett Anderson a little bit. Over, I think, like 14 games, your starting rotation has been pretty incredible. A lot of people outside the organization are surprised by that. Are you surprised, and is there any common denominator to it?
I'm not surprised now. I mean, these guys have all had history of pitching well. You know, I think the only surprising factor is what we started with and who we have now. And now they've kind of settled in and really have carried the load. You know, the last, two or three times around, all of them pitched very well. So it's good to see, because, like I said earlier today, with the 20-game stretch, we're going to need to be able to take a little pressure off the bullpen.
Hey, Bob, obviously it's a big series. This one, you've got Houston coming up. You think your guys kind of locked in? You don't want to say any series is that much bigger than any, but have your guys kind of locked into this kind of big game field? Do you see them different at all?
We knew Seattle was coming. We know Houston's coming after, and then we take in each game individually. So if you're looking at the schedule, you know this is an important time. There's certain times over the course of the season you get back into your division, and when you haven't played a team in a while, it means you're going to probably play them a couple times in a row, and that's the case with these, you know, to the period that we're in right now.
Do you see the emotion up just in the clubhouse, in the dugout?
Yeah, they're pretty, you know, every game that we go out there and play, they're ready to play. So, maybe there's a little bit more to it. We'll have a weekend series. I think we're going to have a few more people in the crowd against the team that's the first place in the world champion. So there's probably going to be a little bit more to that. But I think based on where we came from and where we are now, every game is a big game because we have to keep winning.
Bob, let me know what you were talking about with the mentality of the team. That's the thing I think you've talked about it, how even keeled this group is for a fairly young group of guys, which is sort of remarkable.
They're confident. They're confident, they play hard. I mean, it's the same, we play at the same pace every day, no matter what. And, it wears on the other team. I mean, there's never really any letdown from our club. So I think they're just looking forward to the position that we're in, and the intensity's there every day, and it's just kind of the makeup of the group.
How easy is that to manage, that kind of group of
it's
guys?
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, they're a fun group to manage. This is one of the tighter groups I've ever had, if not the tightest, and still developing and have a chance to get better.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.